Parents are being urged to vaccinate their children against whooping cough after the death of a five-week-old baby in South Australia. It's the fourth whooping cough death in Australia in the past 18 months. Newborns are particularly vulnerable, and health experts want more adults to be vaccinated to help stem the spread, as Jason Om reports.
The five-week-old baby boy died in hospital this week. South Australia's chief medical officer is Paddy Phillips.
It's awful to hear about a death like this, but it's very distressing for the baby and for the families to see a child coughing, and then vomiting and going blue, and the distress that causes.
The death has renewed calls to have more babies vaccinated.
It tends to go in cycles, and so we do see spikes every few years. But the important thing is the vaccination is the best prevention against the illness. And the other thing that people don't realise, it's not like measles or one of those other things that it gives you, that the vaccine protects you fully for the whole of your life. Immunity tends to wane over time, and that's why a booster is so important for people who are dealing regularly with children.
Many thousands of whooping cough cases are reported to Australian health authorities every year. In South Australia this year, there have been nearly 4,000 cases alone. But deaths are rare. Professor Robert Boy is an infectious disease expert from the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance in Sydney. He says on average one baby dies from whooping cough in Australia each year. Last year, three babies died.
Several states in Australia have seen deaths from whooping cough just in the last year. New South Wales, South Australia. It's a disease that's been common also in Victoria, in the Northern Territory, in Queensland. It really is a disease of national concern right now.
Whooping cough vaccinations are staggered over a child's life, starting at 2 months up until the age of 15. But Professor Boy wants vaccinations to start much earlier. A national trial has begun in four states to test a whooping cough vaccine on five-day-old babies. About 100 babies are taking part, and results should be released next year.
This is exciting research. There are preliminary results suggesting that it might be beneficial. The big study has to be done.
At the moment, babies who are 2 months old will get the vaccination. Why is there that lag? Why wait until 2 months?
The research that underpins the current immunisation schedule was carried out 50 years ago, and at that time it appeared that you couldn't get effective protection until at least 6 to 8 weeks of age with vaccination. The question has been readdressed, it's been thought through some more. We've got new vaccines that are better tolerated and that may be more immunogenic, and with these new vaccines we're trying to find out whether what we discovered 50 years ago can be replaced by a vaccine that starts within a few days of birth rather than 2 months of birth.
Professor Boy also wants more adults to get vaccinated. He's launched an online campaign to raise awareness.
We can vaccinate parents, we can vaccinate carers, we can vaccinate grandparents, and that's called cocooning. That's a way of protecting children who are the most vulnerable. Even though they're not vaccinated, you can protect those around them to stop them passing the disease. We know that 40% of cases pass from older children to babies, that 40% of babies who get disease get it from their parents, and then 20% get it from outside the family, but perhaps a carer. So there are ways through cocooning that we can protect these really vulnerable babies.
Vaccination expert Professor Robert Boy ending Jason Om's report.